My name is Andrea Fedele, and I am an AMSAT certified teacher of the Alexander Technique. The Alexander Technique has to do with changing habits. Everybody has a particular movement pattern that is specific to them, their habitual movement pattern. No matter what it is you're doing, whether you're sitting at the computer typing or having lunch with a friend, playing a game of golf, playing the violin, that habitual pattern is having its influence. I like to compare it to a car with an emergency brake on. When you drive a car with an emergency brake on, it really doesn't matter if you're turning left or you're turning right or you're going fast or you're going slow. That emergency brake is having an influence on the functioning of the car that is ultimately detrimental. And what we do in our lives is we tend to just hit the gas a little harder. But in the Alexander Technique, I teach people how to disengage the emergency brake. The result then is posture and movement that is characterized by greater coordination and efficiency. People feel like they have greater ease of movement, more fluidity of movement. The Alexander Technique is not a spectator sport. So when you watch an Alexander lesson, what you see would be the Alexander teacher moving somebody around. So I might be moving somebody in and out of a chair. And through moving them, I can get an idea of what it is that they do habitually that they're unaware of. And then I bring that to their attention. And then I teach them a process for changing that habit. Usually the people that come to me for Alexander Technique lessons fall into a few different categories. Probably more than half of them are people that experience chronic pain or discomfort. And I also experienced chronic pain before I became an Alexander Technique teacher, so I feel like I can relate to that. I went to school, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degree to become an oboe player. And when I was a bachelor's degree student, I had to stop playing because of severe pain in my wrists and elbows. And then later on, also my shoulders. And when that happens, people recommend a variety of things for you to try, and I tried a variety of things. There was not an Alexander Technique teacher where I lived at the time, so I experienced it in a workshop, and immediately I thought, there's something very interesting about this. My name is Andrea Fedele. I am a teacher of the Alexander Technique, and you're listening to Houston Matters.